as I sit here dismantling the rig, I'm reminded of the first time I brought my wife to roulette. That was some years ago. She was not then my wife. We weren't even a couple yet. I guess we were sort of an item, a curiosity. We certainly weren't in a committed relationship, which, as we all know here, involves the forfeiture of a lease. She was still living down the block. And we get onto this block, and she says, "I used to live on this block." And I said, "Really?" And I thought, I've known this woman all of 4 months. And this is already the fourth block in Tribeca that she claims to have lived on. And mind you, Tribeca is not a big place. But be that as it may, we kept walking down the block until we get to 228 West Broadway, this building. And she says, "I used to live in this building." And I said, "Really?" And thought, well, okay, at least we've narrowed it down to one building on the block. And I opened the door, as I always do for my wife, except when it rains. And then we go in, walk up the stairs to the second floor, which is where roulette is, as you know. There's only one loft on a floor in this building. We cut through the doorway, and then she says, "I used to live in this loft." And I said, "Crazy. Crazy, baby. Cool. So how come you hate avant-garde music?" And she says, "Well, listen, I was here before they were, and I split before they got here. So one thing's got nothing to do with the other." I said, "Okay, fair enough." We walk in, and she points over to the control room where the mixing boards are and stuff. And she said, "That was my bedroom." And that was a sobering thought. I mean, you gotta understand something. Here is a woman who calls this music that we play music to suffer by. "Honey, you want to go hear, you want to hear Jerry Hemingway tonight?" "No, thanks, honey. You go suffer by yourself. I'm going to stay home and read 3 pages of Heinz Kohut. But bye. Have a nice struggle, honey. See you later." So this is not exactly the kind of person you want laying on the dials, you know. But then I thought, well, we live together now in my loft. Well, now it's our loft. She moved in 2 years ago. And within a year after she moved in, suddenly there sprang forth an avant-garde music concert series in our very own loft. And this woman has a very active and rich unconscious. And it occurred to me, all she has to do is sleep somewhere for a while, and then there wells forth from the concrete an avant-garde music series. And I thought to myself, that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Let's see, I'll tell you what I played there. First two pieces were part of a new series of pieces called Preparations. The first one was called Leg Bolt Rag. And the second one was called Piano Roll 1. And the monologue is titled Loft Life. And that was No Visa. We'll play one more tune, and then we'll take a short break, and I'm going to play a short set after that. This tune is a tune I played in New York a couple of times. This is going to be in the EP version, the extended play version. It's a sort of programmatic piece. It's a piece that tries to capture what it's like to have dinner with my mother in her house in Brooklyn. So I'm going to stretch it out a little. I'm going to try to give you a few more salient details that get lost in strictly musical interpretations. I'm going to vocalize as well. And let's see. My mother, we're all friends here. My mother's, she's hitting the big 7-0 this year. And she hasn't lost a step. And this is about all the steps that she hasn't lost. It's called The Big Bad Wolf Ain't So Bad After All. What else to say about it except that in this momentous year, I wish her another 30 years of high-speed dining. Thank you. 50 times, about 1,000 questions. She's in shock right now. She can't believe I did it. Okay, the shock just left her. Now she's cleaning the kitchen again. So, I'm sitting back down. So it's about the noodle pudding. And things are finally, truly looking good now. Mother. It's a Jehovah's Witnesses. Just leave it. They'll come back tomorrow. That's not the Jehovah's Witness. They don't ring like that. I know that's not that. I have to answer them. All right, she's going to the front door. It's Dorothy Eleanor, the police department, the fire department. They want to know if the building burned down. This is Sergeant O'Malley. He's a detective from the police department. This is Captain Riley from the fire department. Come on in, fellas. Want some tea? Dessert? Oh, that's my son David over there. He's eating dinner. Don't worry about it.
Move up.
position of this crowd is small enough that I think almost everybody knows what my wife and I just went through, trying to adopt a child. And it fell through at the last minute, but it will happen soon. But one thing about music that I find is it's often a good vehicle for expressing feelings about a host of things. This is a ballad called Wishing Willie Well. Thank you. next time, you know, try to get it earlier if you want better seats.
Thank you.